USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Confederate symbol on a U.S. state flag is likely coming off soon as the Mississippi State Senate joined the state's House in voting to suspend rules preventing lawmakers from changing the flag.
By a vote of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
At the reading of the House vote results, the Senate then voted 36 to 14 to allow the change, and Governor Tate Reeves says if he has sent the bill to change it, he will sign it. The two chambers will likely consider the final bill to change the flag today. Princeton University is removing the name of President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school in one of its residential colleges. Trustees say that Wilson's racist thinking and policies made him an inappropriate namesake. He was Princeton's president from 1902 through 1910. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
At least one person is dead, several others wounded from a shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California. It happened in Red Bluff yesterday. An assistant sheriff for Pima County, Phil Johnston, says the suspect, identified only as a 31-year-old white male, was a former employee at the center. Johnston says he crashed his vehicle into the building, then hopped out and started opening fire with a semi-automatic rifle with a multi-round clip.
The exchange of gunfire between the Red Bluff police officers and the shooter was multiple rounds. And when we tell you that, we have an accurate count. What I saw, I would say estimated 20 to 30 rounds exchanged.
Officers then fatally shot the suspect. More states reporting record high totals of new COVID cases. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada all reaching record highs yesterday. Arizona did not, but it set a record for hospitalizations. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Amid a new national dialogue on racism in America, now California Democrats are calling for changing the name of John Wayne Airport in Orange County. The move coming after a controversial Playboy interview with the legendary actor from back in 1971 resurfaced and recently made the rounds on social media. In the interview, Wayne voiced opinions about homosexuality, African Americans, and Native Americans that are considered to be racist and homophobic. As a result, local Democrats are now pressing the county's Board of Supervisors to change the name of the airport back to the original name, Orange County Airport. Last week, it was the estate of Tom Petty that sent a cease and desist order to President Trump's campaign for using the late rocker's hit I Won't Back Down at campaign events without its permission. Now the Rolling Stones are threatening to sue President Trump for playing their songs at his rallies, including this one.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, well, you might just find that you're watching your ears.
The Stones representative says they've been sending cease and desist letters to the Trump campaign since 2016 to no avail. In a statement on Saturday, the Stones legal team said the next time Trump plays their music at a rally, they are going to file a lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.